Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A showdown is shaping up between our Democratic governor and the GOP-controlled legislature over auto insurance reform. Early this morning, the State House passed a bill guaranteeing rate reductions for auto insurance. Of course, under current law, Michigan drivers must buy unlimited medical coverage for car crashes. The House bill would let drivers choose among different levels of coverage. Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray was there for this House mega session, which resulted in that 2 a.m. vote this morning. Kathy, how does the House bill compare to the one the Senate passed on Tuesday?
Well, the Senate bill didn't have any guaranteed rate relief. The House bill does. The House bill gives the reduction in the personal injury protection coverage would have to go down under the House bill. Under the Senate bill, the only reduction was in the fee that you had to pay to the catastrophic claims fund to fund those unlimited benefits, because the Senate plan would ultimately phase that out. The House plan does not phase that out, so we're still going to pay a little bit in that catastrophic fund fee. But we would be paying much less in the personal injury protection coverage under these five options that the House has proposed.
Okay, and along with the Senate not forcing insurers to lower rates, it also took a lot of flack for not dealing with those non-driving factors like zip codes used in setting rates. How did the House handle this?
Well, the House did put in some language saying that the Department of Insurance and Financial Services would have to develop rules that would ultimately prohibit insurance companies from using those non-driving factors to determine what the rates were going to be. However, there was also language that said you can't say, I'm not going to insure you, I'm not going to offer you a policy because of the zip code that you live in, but it didn't say anything about price. Hmm. So, I mean, people in Detroit pay just an astronomical amount of money for their insurance, $5,000 a year, $7,000 a year, and this particular language doesn't necessarily deal with that. So it says that, hey, you're from Detroit. I am honor-bound to offer you an insurance policy, but I'm not bound by what I have to charge you for that. So it's that one's a little bit in a gray area.
And we only saw three Democrats voting for the House bill. What are those who voted no saying?
They're saying that the rate reduction that is included in the House bill is almost an illusion, that it only lasts for 5 years. It's only on a portion of your insurance bill, and the insurance companies can raise the other levels of insurance that you have to buy in an insurance plan, and that it didn't deal adequately enough with the non-driving factors such as credit scores, zip codes, gender, marital status, those types of things that are included in non-driving factors. That language should have been more strong. And Governor Whitmer is saying that she doesn't like either bill and doesn't really plan on signing either bill. So I don't think that we're back to square one, but there certainly is some more negotiation that has to be done before this thing gets wrapped up.
All right. And in fact, I know in your piece in the Free Press, you quote Representative Aaron Miller of Sturgis saying, hey, if the governor wants rate reduction, I'm all for it. I'm very open to compromise. yet we have to note this House bill was written Wednesday. They took the vote with no public hearing, just like the Senate bill. In fact, the House didn't even put the bill through committee, right?
Right. And that was a big bone of contention during floor speeches last night, or I'm sorry, early this morning. The Democrats were really upset that they had no input on the language of the bill. I mean, they got this bill plopped on their desk at 7 o'clock last night. So they didn't have anything to do with writing the bill. There was no committee hearings in which people who were most affected by these bills, drivers in Michigan, got to come in and testify. Now, there are two committees, and one in the House, one in the Senate, that has been working on auto insurance reform for the last 4 months. But a lot of their hearings have been having people come in from the industry, from the healthcare industry, from the insurance industry, from brain injury specialists, things like that. So no one outside interest got to publicly discuss either of these bills in the House or the Senate.
You know, this pace, this fast-tracking feels lame ducky. why are they being fast-tracked like it's lame duck?
Because they had the votes last night. You know, when you have the votes, you put it up on the board. And they have gone through trying to get auto insurance reform passed for so many years now that, you know, this was kind of the golden moment that they had at least 56 votes in the House and the votes that they needed in the Senate. So when you've got those, you put it up and you get it done.
Well, how soon before a final bill might land on the governor's desk? Any sense of that?
Well, the Senate is going to be looking at what the House passed next week, and I think that they will try to do something next week, but they have to keep in mind that this is something that they really want badly. And if they want it badly enough, they know that they're going to have to work with the governor a little bit more closely to get to a point where she can sign something. And so I think that they're going to try to get this done sooner rather than later, because the more that this lingers, the bigger the chance that it's not going to pass. You're going to have lots of special interests coming in and really trying to put their hooks into legislators to get their point of view in there. So I think that they want to dispatch this pretty quickly.
Kathy Gray, Detroit Free Press, it's always good talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.